Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy O'Brien. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Kramer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy takes first base on ball four. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mealy. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Mealy steals second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Jack Robinson now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Feller moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of O'Brien. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Feller scores. Mitchell scores. There goes Doby trying to get to home. O'Brien throws the ball into Batts, who tags Doby, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to third. Mealy moves to second. Lou Stringer pinch hits for Jack Robinson. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Goodman scores. Mealy moves to third. Batts moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Dorisch covering, for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Clark pinch hits for Minnie Minoso. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ali Clark now playing right field. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Merle Combs pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to second. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Batts moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.